look, they invited us back. It's GRD's Weekly. Woo, there's... There it is. Whoa, there! Welcome to GRD's Weekly episode...
273.
Anybody else?
We're good.
Okay, 280. It's episode 280. Come in this room. Do it now. There you go. You can lay across the table, BB. Hi, welcome. We are live at Mysticon 2018. Woo! Where the insanity, Carla, the inanity, and all the nonsensical stuff does happen.
Sassy.
Oh, it's... Oh, we're buzzing.
Sorry. Sorry. Go.
The folks that are bringing it to you today, our special guest, we have Carla.
And mature and emancipated.
That's entirely true. The lady that makes sure you get it right, the flinchress.
You go, girl.
Yes, I will depart, lest your bad grammar rub off on
me. The man that celebrates cons his own way, that is podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Just because I'm clean don't mean I don't like it dirty.
Oh my god, that was crazy. The guy that becomes his true self at cons, we do have Saucy back. And of course,
Saucy.
Saucy, there it is. And of course, I'm the man that is only in his element at cons. Yeah, I'm the wonderful important. Billy Flynn.
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
That's exactly what I do. So, hey, you down there, what have you been doing geeky, yo?
Ashton does.
Yo.
Ashton does. I told her to do it.
Like a million geeky things, certainly since we had the last show. But probably the number one biggest thing, let's go ahead and talk about Wakanda Forever.
Woo!
Best movie that I've seen in a really, really, really long time. Probably top three for me for Marvel. I think it might just go... I really enjoyed Avengers, the first Avengers. Captain America, the first one, was my favorite. And then probably Black Panther right up there at the top. I was just... I mean, just like what the women could do, what everyone could do. I probably will go see it like a couple more times in the theater. Everybody seen Black Panther? Woo! No, if yeah, okay, so no spoilers. But it
he
was,
wins.
Worth it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Been planning a convention and I've seen Black Panther.
Should we mention the part where he hooks up with Storm and they make Thundercats? Is that?
I love when you make jokes that actually are sort of true. Do you know in the comics they were married?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't know that. Oh, that's awesome.
Of course.
I just thought of the only other person like that I could think of who was a superhero.
I don't know that it's super geeky, but my other like obsession lately, I love the Olympics. I just do. Even though the Olympics is really kind of corrupt and like there's not, you know, I mean, the Olympics itself is not always great, but the stories about the athletes and like all that they've overcome to make it there and some of these like crazy sports, like flying down a mountain head first on basically a pizza box is like really crazy and exciting to me. So I'm an Olympics junkie, so I've been watching the heck out of the Olympics.
Just curling like the at 2 a.m. and then you learn the men whose mamas taught them how to use a broom properly. It's
right?
Really, really fantastic.
Right. So it's just really cool. And especially those weird niche sports. And I just love it. I think possibly my favorite is the one where the snowboarders go and it's like six of them that go all at once and they're racing down the mountain. And
that's
at least half of them wipe out every single time. It's just exciting and wonderful to watch. And we also watch like all those TV shows, Arrow, and all the stuff on the CW. Black Lightning has been so exciting. Like that show is just, we're a couple episodes behind. I mean, because, you know, life.
We have crimes to fight. So
yeah, we have crimes to fight. I do.
Bedtime is the right time.
PJ Masks and a lot of kids show, but we try to keep it geeky. A lot of that has STEM stuff. A lot of it has math and science. So whenever possible, we always pull in the geek when we can for our little one. And yeah, I've done a bunch of other geeky stuff, but that's probably been the highlight of my geeky week.
Sir.
That's right. Yeah, I saw Black Panther as well, and I really liked it. I thought it was really, really cool. I was disappointed in only one thing, that as we got Bilbo and Gollum on screen for a little while, that unfortunately we won't get to see Gollum all that much.
I thought it was precious.
Yeah. The Tolkien white guys?
The Tolkien white guys, yeah. Tolkien white guys.
I also finally watched Iron Fist.
Right? I also did.
Y'all just stop that. It was not the best show, but there's nothing wrong with Iron Fist. Just stop it.
Yes, there is. I don't want to see. I'm the Iron Fist. Okay, why does your kung fu suck? Why do you have to constantly tell? If you are a badass, you don't have to tell everybody a badass.
Because
you know you're
he
a badass.
Was, since he was a child, which he still is because he hasn't been able to grow up, he's been told that's what he is, and he doesn't understand how the rest of the world doesn't understand the world the way he was taught.
So it's the fault. So it's the fault in the acting. Okay, fair enough. And it's billionaires bitching about the. But I want my money. No, look, I was more interested in every other character
you
than
made
Danny
it
Rand
to get to the Defenders, though. Like at least to have an understanding.
I am three episodes in. I'm enjoying nice. That very much because even though Danny Rand is in it, he's one of many characters. I had a burlesque show Thursday night, MC and help produce burlesque shows, and that was kind of geeky.
Thanks
had
for
some
clarifying
geeky acts
that.
And stuff like
I
that.
I had a burlesque show.
Yeah.
I'm rich. Had my kilt, working it.
I wear a shirt, but I still put the electrical tape over the nipples. I'm just glad the children were here to hear that.
My children.
That was timing. also, the Legends of Tomorrow episode with Constantine, which was fantastic.
Yep.
And it's delightful because it's an episode that has lots of Constantine in it. It's not just when he popped in an arrow like, hey, everybody, I'm Constantine.
Oh, no, I hear this is actually the first real episode of Constantine there's been.
Except for the original series.
I liked it.
Not the Keanu movie, because that was actually
that
on TV
does not
and I
count
watched
at all.
It. And it's just
God,
like,
that movie.
No. It's a fun movie, but it's a. Just pretend it's a different
if
universe.
You didn't,
not
it's the World War Z thing.
Yes.
World
yes.
War Z is not a bad movie as long as you don't connect it to the book in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, Johnny Utah Constantine, I think. It is. You're welcome, Flynn.
My own private Idaho with Johnny Utah Constantine. Yeah.
You know, he's really stepped out of his element. Keanu, he was somebody who was kind of out of place in that community, that society, was trying to figure his way around. It's not something he's really tackled very often.
Whoa.
but then also, I've been working with Carol for a new kind of GRD spinoff show that we're going to be dropping in the feed. She is our cinemistress. She gets a chance to see movies before everybody else, and so she's going to be doing reviews, and we're going to be dropping those at least once to twice a month in the feed on Sunday. So I've been working with her, and that's been my geek week.
And the Learnstitute.
Oh, the Learnstitute. Well, that was I haven't had a chance to work on this month's Learnstitute.
So yeah, so don't remind him of his failings.
There is one, yes, and we are planning on doing Learnstitutes on the YouTube channel each and every month. Gonna do Black Panther. And one of the reasons why we haven't done it yet is because it's very difficult to tackle it when it's a bunch of white people. And then
we're waiting for enough people to legitimize us. That's really what we're doing. And of course, no one here can do that. All right. Sorry.
Well, we are in Virginia. I think, and also put together the Netflix list for the YouTube channel. So we're going to be hopefully doing that here soon.
No, it's go, because I'm going to say something inappropriate. Just go ahead. What are you doing, geeky, Carla? Where's your coffee, Carla?
I don't do anything geeky.
You planned this whole damn thing.
Oh, I did do that, yeah.
You planned this entire, everything that you've done this weekend. You've been able to do it because of this magical woman who's sending coffee to everybody in this room.
I can see at least three people in this room.
You
maybe
all had
more
to say, Carla, can we do this? And you went, yes, I approve.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
No.
So give it up for the hard work of everybody who's not Carla.
Right. Carla just runs around like looking like an idiot. Everybody else does the work. I don't really do much at all.
Looking at idiots doesn't have that effect on me. I think you've got the wrong adjective.
I did see Black Panther.
Yes.
Yes. Ooh. And it was worth the years of waiting. I actually might rank it at number two for me because I'll say I'm a huge Captain America fan. But oh my gosh, there were a few nitpicks for me, but it was so good that by the time I left, I no longer remembered the nitpicks. So I was really good with
it. I mean, I barely noticed the CGI in the fight scene at the end. I barely noticed it.
Yeah,
they've got so much money. I don't understand how they were just these
incredibly odd moments of CGI in this industry that's making buku of money.
Well, you see, I chose to ignore the CGI
and just
focus. Yeah.
I told you I didn't remember the fight scene at the train. Yeah. I don't remember it at all.
Stop. Okay, his nitpicks don't matter. It's a fabulous movie, and you need to go see it, like, right away.
We're done. I'd appreciate that.
Okay, maybe 12 minutes. You know, 1:15. There's a 1:15 showing just right down the road. Go check it out. I baked like 550 servings of cake this week. Is that geeky? Yep. Well, yes. No, I made it into a geeky cake. Right. That's what I did. Yeah.
Because it is a.
Yeah, it's a Steven Universe Hellmouth.
A Steven Universe Hellmouth. If you have not been to the con suite, you owe yourself that before you take off to the 1:15. You got to see this.
And if you don't know, every year the amazing cakes that are made, whether it's a Game of Thrones dragon, a captain's chair from the original series Star Trek, whatever it might be, it's this lady who put in all the work and also helped plan the con and stuff like that each and every year.
I went on a bike ride and I listened to a geeky podcast while I was doing that. Does that count? Awesome. Yeah.
Geek Nation is fantastic.
Yeah, actually, I listened to Geek Radio Daily this week while driving.
Bunch of hacks, I hear.
I have Snapchatted you with proof before.
That is true.
This is true because you didn't believe me.
You might appreciate last night at Claire's Q&A. One of the people looked at your cake.
Oh, you're on
a
first name basis with the guest.
Yeah. I've got her email address. I have Claire Kramer's email address that she voluntarily gave to me and said, you should send me something.
It's her throwaway account.
Shut up! I'm living in a dream, okay?
Wait, how do I keep getting emails from you? Those are for her?
Sorry. One of the attendees was like, is that a real cake? And we're like, yes, that's a real cake. Because she couldn't believe that something that beautiful wasn't just like edible. Proper.
Okay, and this cake literally is made to look like a mound of dirt.
But it really looks like a mound of dirt.
As far as you guys know, it's not a mound of dirt.
When you're eating it, you're going to think, oh, that might have been a small worm. That's the realism.
Here she is.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we need another chair, apparently, everybody.
Hey, Claire, here you go. You can sit here.
No, I'll sit over here. You stay put.
See, because since we're on that first name basis, she'll just hang out with me. You're welcome.
I told you not to feed him. I warned you.
We speak
the monster.
We speak the same language, though, so it's not, you can't blame her. You can't blame her. Okay, I guess Carl is done. So Saucy, what have you been doing? I'm now on my phone. I know, you've got so many things to check. Is there a problem with the next panel? What's going on?
She's getting her tickets for the one.
I'm making sure that the policeman that just arrived knows where he's supposed to be because I didn't have time before I came here to go talk to him.
The policeman?
Yeah, we have off-duty police officers who provide security at Mysticon to make sure that everybody is minding their
P's and Q's. I wouldn't know that. I've never been involved
in
a security incident. I'm a good boy.
Who's setting your room on fire?
I didn't set a room on fire. That was not my room. I happened to be in the room, but I had nothing to do with it.
So true story. Last night, one of the people who was coming to your meet and greet was late. And so I was like, do you remember that you paid for a meet and greet? And they're like, yeah, I'll be right there, literally putting out a fire in the parking lot. And so I said, I don't need to know.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you doing with Geeky?
I haven't really had a whole lot of Geeky time. I haven't got to go see Black Panther yet, but I really want to. I've been working in the printing press industry, making bags for Miracle-Gro and Scott's Mulch and stuff like that. And that's not incredibly Geeky until you walk into the upstairs portion of the newer machines, and it looks like the Matrix. It literally looks like a 1980s room computer. Just like the whole room is just like lights and like it's like being in a spaceship and all kinds of things all at the same time.
They have a machine that goes ping.
The whoosh of the press.
Yeah.
When you're in the room, sounds like you're flying almost, like in a spaceship. Who knows where?
What incredible event did you get to witness the other week?
Are you talking
yes,
about
I am.
The incident?
I am.
During my second week of the job, I was temping at a different press that I usually don't work at, and a guy got pulled into the press, and it pulled his whole entire arm and most of his hand into the marriage rollers, so it dislocated here, broke here, and I think he had to have stitches here. It was my second week, and I had to, like, run around and hit the emergency stop button.
You're just like Black Panther. You're like a superhero.
Yeah, legit, it's crazy because I think I have so many favors at work now because at least once a week somebody asks me if I need trauma counseling or if I'm thinking about maybe getting another job. They'd rather me put me somewhere else or like.
I really am. I could use another hour. I think that would help out a lot.
Well, right now is our busy season because everybody's about to start buying mulch and potting soil for spring. So we're basically allowed to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, every week for the rest of the winter, I guess.
Around heavy equipment, that seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
That guy was on his, like, 15th day of overtime, yeah. No day off.
But the presses have, like, well, there's people that have been on their, like, month, 2 months, 3 months, not a day off.
I hope
OSHA doesn't listen to your podcast.
If you get, you know, if the feds raise you next week, that's...
You work at the paper company that supplies Dunder Mifflin, right?
So I'm just curious, how did the person whose arm got sucked in circumvent the safety procedures?
Well, actually, that particular press is really, really old and outdated, and it doesn't have a splice arm. Everything we do at 300 foot per minute.
Yeah.
So when we switch from one roll of film to another roll of film, it's at 300 feet per minute. When we cut it, it's going whatever speed it's going at the time it gets all the way through the machine, which is probably around 325, 350. He went to cut it, and the knife that he was using was not the proper knife. And it caught and kicked out. And then he went in for a second slice, and he didn't let go of his knife. He was a boss. He held on. I'm not letting go. Oh, I have faith in my knife. Well, you shouldn't have. You should have.
Okay, and again, anybody with OSHA listening, this is totally made up.
Never, not once have I stated where I work, what locality it's in, or
yeah,
any of
like
those
that
things.
Would be difficult to find out. Give me 2 minutes.
I heard that the arm was crushed by something called a marriage.
It could very well be.
It's known to crush dreams.
So the next time you're out and about, buy some extra paper. He's risking his life every day for you. No pressure, but it's all for you.
It's made with love, sweat, bones, skin. You never know.
Everything and nothing in between.
Ew.
That was a delayed reaction. Sometimes the joke grenade takes a second.
Other than that, we're planning a new barn this summer to build, and we've already ordered our chicks for the spring, so it's still the homestead thing.
Chicks in the fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's still on its way to becoming the homestead that I really want to build it up to be, and we're hoping to add pigs this year, maybe.
So he'll be having the official GRD barn party as soon as he gets that ready. So everybody local?
Anybody wants to come to the barn raising, come on. Mm.
Talk about doing a podcast for the Amish community.
You need to do the Rumspringen podcast.
Yeah. We get Rammstein to do the theme song.
Yeah.
And we'll drink rum. I think, look, we can
do that. Why not? You know? If you can, do it. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, Rammspringen. I can never remember
my
that.
Motto.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, really that's like when they go, if you don't know, that's not? When like they're a teenager, 15 or 16, and they leave the community to experience everything so that then they can go back into the community and live the true Amish life, so when they're on this like hiatus from the religion, craziness ensues.
I like Big Rumspringa.
And yeah. I cannot lie.
There you go.
Anything else there? You just meditating.
No,
sorry.
Really,
yeah, that was great.
I was letting the professionals talk.
Oh, that's a door. Look at you. That's a good way to get a Carla hug.
Right?
That's fantastic.
After 7 years, if there is a way to get a Carla hug, I figured it out. I couldn't find you
Where's
this morning
my orange,
orange juice.
Yeah.
I could not find
I haven't
you.
Had my orange juice yet.
Do you know I walked around with a glass of orange juice for at least 30 minutes today?
Oh, you're so
don't even play with me. You know I was going to get you your orange juice. You're all over the place anymore. You can't find you. You're probably sleeping still. I don't know.
I saw a guy get a paper cut once.
Rich, you've been at it longer than I have.
Oh. That's why you guys are the greatest right there.
That is my geeky farming week.
Well, we did want to tell everybody, we heard yesterday that there was the possibility that this amazingly, incredibly talented woman would be popping in at our silly little show yesterday. So congratulations to those of you that actually showed up. Somebody talented and famous, Claire Kramer, ladies and gentlemen!
Thank you. Although I don't know if I can talk top like the homestead, you know, story and the barn raising.
Well, for I mean, it's really just what have you been doing geeky, and for Saucy, that was it.
I kind of gave up the geeky life.
No,
really did.
We have learned there's all forms of geekery. It just doesn't all take the same path.
It's all about passion for a thing. That's it.
Right?
Because for those of you that listen to our Silly Daily Show, you know that a while back, the whole thing where I'm Billy Flynn, and on Days of Our Lives, Chad is played by Billy Flynn, but I've got that Twitter name and Facebook name because I'm old school, baby. So he's Billy M. Flynn. So we had this wonderful thing where people got us confused, and it turned into something beautiful. So now every day there is the Days of Our Lives Chad update. These folks are passionate about that, and they have interest in the same stuff we all do. Again, we're not that different. We're really not. So, yeah, while he's doing that, he's humming, like, you know, Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth stuff. He's singing Bilbo Baggins songs while putting up barns. It's fantastic. It's good stuff. I did not say, have you been putting up barns while singing Bilbo Baggins?
I have not. Well, that's maybe. I'm in my dreams, in my alternate universe. Yeah.
That's cool. See? Do you find yourself actually visiting these alternate universes at time, floating back and forth between time and space?
I have four children, so yes.
No. Absolutely.
I'm more...
Just go to the hell division. I don't want to deal with
this. Exactly. No, I definitely visit my alternate universe. And my alternate personalities visit it as well.
Oh. That's why sometimes if I seem very weird to you, I'm not the person in this timeline, because I do float back and forth. It's odd. So we've been talking this goofy thing. Did you get to see Black Panther?
I have not seen it yet. I cannot wait to see it. But I've had tickets twice, and both times I have not been able to go because of work. So I actually am looking into getting tickets tonight. We'll see. And then, of course...
There's a 1:15, apparently.
What the word on the street is.
I'm doing another podcast during that, or a panel or
there
something.
There you go.
Yeah, so... but I'm dying to see it, and everyone I've talked to who's seen it has absolutely loved it, so... Very excited.
So you had it in your top three of Marvel movies. Did you put it in your top of Marvel movies?
It's definitely in the top five, but I haven't given enough thought to where exactly it would be.
Two? You're saying it's the number two? Nice. Good job.
What's number one for
Captain America?
Oh.
Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America's great.
See,
that seems to be the common one.
Yeah. Oh, because they took a character that would be so easy just to be silly on screen, and they made me care about him. I could not believe for the first time in my life I truly cared about Captain America.
Even before he took the performance-enhancing drugs and then became a hero.
Well, I know. The CGI was amazing in that movie. I mean, seriously, the way they differentiated
in that
his body,
movie, Carla?
Yeah.
No, absolutely, because it looked like he was an actual emaciated guy.
Yeah, I was like,
taking lunch money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do a transformation from like 3 inches shorter and scroungy as hell to...
I mean, in fairness, it could have been the Charles Atlas maneuver.
Oh. See, I think he took him by the hand. Yeah.
Those are you guys.
Still going with Blade.
Going Blade?
Yeah, still going with Blade. I will forever go with Blade as best Marvel movie made.
Blade was the... Okay, so I got to see that. I was working at a comic book shop back at the time it came out, as well as being in the military, but we won't go there. So I got to see Blade the night before it came out at the midnight release, which was so cool. Only for the theater people got to watch it first, so we got to see it with them. I called my brother, because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, but I still called my brother. I'm like, oh my god, dude, I just saw a good Marvel movie. He's like, what the fuck you did? I'm like, no, really? Really? Because that was the first time. That was the first shining moment for Marvel. Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm. Even before they created the MCU.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a big Guardians fan.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to throw Ant-Man out there.
Yes!
Yeah.
Totally, and totally genius. I mean, the way like they maneuver him, going from big to small and like jumping through the keyhole. And like, it's, I just thought that movie had a great sensibility and a great sense of humor too. Obviously, I love all the Marvel movies, but there was something about those two. I mean, with Guardians, I think that was the first time with Marvel that a soundtrack has been like, yes, that is, like, that's resonating with me. I love that. And
that's
the story.
That's a journey right there, that soundtrack.
And the story. And then, you know, with Galaxy 2, you know, and the Yondu character, I thought that was, like, so amazing.
Who rolled a tear at the end? Who rolled
a tear? Mary Poppins.
I mean, it's self-sacrifice. And then, I'm a big Michael Rooker fan anyway, I kind of like Yondu and Meryl. There's some ties there. They both had the self-sacrifice thing going on, so I don't know.
We talked about how it was just a representation of all of our great big dysfunctional families.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
That's why for Black Panther, I've put in top five, because I've got both Cap and Winter Soldier,
yes,
by far, to me. Oh my god, that's amazing. And I guess you got to put Avengers in there. And I'm like, do I put Iron Man or do I put Guardians of the Galaxy? Which one do I want to go back and watch more? Yeah. Then I got to put Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there. I mean, Guardians. There's no doubt that Black Panther is different because of the social implications, you know, and the first time that we've had all, you know, a black superhero and the story being told from that perspective, that protagonistic perspective. So,
well, and also
different in that way.
And also that it wasn't whitewashed or whiteified or anything like that. It was, this is African as shit, y'all. And there was no apology for that. It was completely embracing the culture and stuff, which is one of the reasons why I've been, I really dug like Luke Cage, because mm-hmm. that felt the same way. And yeah. Black Lightning is heading in that direction too. So with Black Panther, it was, to me, as important as Wonder Woman was. Yeah. Where it was just like, please don't screw this up, guys, because these are very important movies. Look, sequels, if they suck, okay, that's what happens. But we need those first ones in there to let people know it's okay.
Yeah, and even more, I mean, Wonder Woman, I agree. Well, and DC especially needed that hit because they had been, like, you know, striking out with their movies. But, and Wonder Woman, super important. But with Black Panther, there's literally been nothing like it, you know? And so, to me, you can't really put it in, like, a tier of top five movies. It is what it is. It's its own entity, and it's its own success for many reasons. And the fact that it's had financial success way bigger than the Avengers, which I think the second biggest Marvel opening was $187 million for Age of Ultron. I'm just beyond thrilled for the community.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I felt that Age of Ultron was kind of the first misstep for Marvel.
Thank you.
The weekend of Ultron.
It was a strong story, but it was definitely where I guess Joss Whedon stopped having strong women around him because they were tired of his nonsense. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it just was such a... It was such a misstep from all of his previous work, and, like, the first Avengers was such a popcorn, huge, fun movie, and then that second one was just paint by numbers.
Because I was going to say perfunctory. That's what I was thinking was perfunctory.
It was just like, okay, this is what we do, and there wasn't any of the clever dialogue.
All right, cue Act 3, start Act 3.
Yeah, exactly, and I think they were trying to do a lot of good things in that, like with the Hawkeye scene, and I think that, like, Jeremy Renner was acting his pants off in that, but it was just... The context that was set up for that, or just the things couched around it, it just fell flat. And it wasn't because of the actors. It was just, it felt almost like it was an afterthought that, like, they shoved it in.
It was if this and that. If this and that. That's how the whole movie was.
Yeah.
And Black Panther also did not have to shoulder the weight of, let's continue our overall narrative immensely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the Avengers movies, those are things that should happen because that is the grander story that they're telling. And even with Black Panther, they dropped little...
Yeah.
Nuggets in for the larger universe, and it felt like it wasn't taking away from anything, and it was a standalone movie, which, like I said, I thought it was so important for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. When I was watching it, I felt like I was missing something. Like there was something missing. For, of course, I was behind on
Age of Ultron or
Age of Ultron.
Okay,
yeah. Okay.
Because I was behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the time. And I'm sitting there going, okay, was there something added in from that? Am I missing that?
That opening shot, the entire that previous season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. led up to that opening, you know, storming of the castle, if you will.
And where was Hank Pym?
Somewhere. Yeah, retired.
No, Ant-Man was throughout the movie. He was just small the whole time. You couldn't see him.
Also, robots should not have teeth.
Yeah, and never mind, like, look.
No, I disagree. Robots with teeth are creepy because they shouldn't have teeth. Yeah. That makes it creepier.
And I loved Iron Man 3 and because I loved Shane Black and I liked that. Yes. Well, no. I was fine with the end. It wasn't until Age of Ultron that the end of Iron Man 3 was dumb. Because I get him kind of letting everything go. The fireworks protocol was a little like, okay. But I was fine with him giving up everything. Like, yeah, I have clearly been the instigator of every bad thing that's happened in the MCU. I should stop now. And so he was just like ready to retire. I dig that. I like that. And then he could have been like the lead scientist that occasionally drops clever quips and funds everything, which is really important. But the problem was like as soon as Age of Ultron rolls out and you see Tony flying around, it's like, but the... All right. Whatever, dude.
You mean the guy that wanted to back the Slovakian Accords because he was responsible for a child dying and then goes and gets a 15-year-old to help him battle Captain America? That? You mean inconsistencies?
Which, again, yeah, exactly. And I liked the little... But it was just...
I don't know, but I will say that Marvel, you brought up Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is probably, even though I know the most people on it, probably my least favorite Marvel property, but they are killing it on TV. I mean, they with Daredevil and you know.
Yeah, well, I think
Jessica
like the Netflix.
Right.
New season just dropped, I believe, or it will drop this weekend.
Yeah, I do like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just not my
really?
Favorite.
Although this season's been pretty, really crazy entertaining. This season's been like the high point for them, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody's actually gone online and taken what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes you need to watch in between each of the Marvel movies.
Oh, nice.
To help clear up those missing gaps.
And if only the movies would really acknowledge that. There's this whole thing going.
Because to everyone, Coulson's still dead.
Yeah.
That's why they refuse to bring Coulson in.
Yeah,
for he's still dead to the Avengers.
And there's all this weird stuff that doesn't cross over. For instance, let's go back to Iron Fist for a second.
Poor Finn Jones.
You'd think. But Iron Fist, the Rand Corporation, across the street. Is Avengers Tower.
Yeah.
And we've never seen it. They've never even been, hey guys, you know all the superheroes? Yeah.
Guess what? It's happening over there.
Not one time. And I'm like,
hey guys, let me in. I'm the Iron Fist if you haven't heard.
They just have no respect for him right now, to be honest.
Thank you.
But yeah, the Marvel Netflix stuff
is like
crushing.
It is.
I mean, it's Luke Cage, love.
Yes.
Love, you know. So, I don't know. MCU versus DCU.
You know, the really sad thing about Luke Cage is right before they announced that show, I was talking about bringing him to Mysticon, and then his value.
You got kind of spendy.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah,
too.
I would love to have him here, but we can't afford him.
He's super sweet.
Everybody read between the lines just then, right? Not just me? Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you. I want to make sure.
I'm going to need a minute.
You know the rules.
I'm going to need a minute.
You know the rules. Okay. So very quickly, my geeky week, I have a Nintendo Switch now. Any free time I possibly have, there it is. Oh my!
Send him a friend.
God! Oh my God! I love my Switch. I have it. I actually have it with me. My laptop bag is there. Yes, I've got it with me. So if we want to play some Mario Kart afterwards, we can talk. But just a moment, we're gonna play a game. We're gonna take a small little break, but we're gonna play our fantastic game. And if you don't know our fantastic game, ask somebody in the crowd because you should get to know each other. That's the way that works. But we will be right back.
Hi, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. I'm Matricula, a birthday clown for all ages that are 18 and up. Join me around the campfire to sing songs full of youthful nostalgia, like the magic and Stable Horse, Ride a Time Lord. I also host the Nasty Woman Knitting Circle, where we knit cozies and other items for charity fundraisers. Catch me live on twitch.tv/meticula. See you there.
Hi, this is Sean Marr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. I don't know why.
Why they gotta be jerks? Every drop we get, they're always jerks. Claire, you get to be the new one. You get to do it right. You get to be positive
one. I will do it right. I will represent every single person in Hollywood.
Do you know the president of Hollywood? Can you call him for us?
I can, yeah.
We'll settle for the president of podcasting at this point.
He's been fired.
Let's just say now, he was smiling as he said that, so there was nothing wrong in anything he did when he said that.
Well, tell him I loved him in Magic Mike.
Exactly. So, of course, it is that magic time where most people, get a chance for a prize.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Shut up!
Can you spot a line?
Oh, hell no!
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Shut up!
Or, oh, hell no!
That's right, it's the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Carla's about to share with us some true facts about herself. You playing along?
I'm sure playing.
Hot damn. And the rest of us are going to try to figure out which one of these things are actually true. Everyone will say, show enough. Oh, hell no. So you're going to pick us some contestants?
Yes. If you want to play along with one of us, and if the one of us who wins, you get first pick on prizes. So who would like to play along with Podcasting's Rich the
Friend? You can't pick any of those three.
Somebody play along.
I dig the purple hair.
Nice.
Who's playing along with Saucy?
Frank.
Billy Flynn?
You can't
pretty
point
good
to
at
him.
This game. I don't know.
This guy right here.
Sean. Yeah. All right, who's playing along with me? I cheat.
The front. Okay, who's playing along with Claire? Who very well might win because she's awesome.
Woo, woo. Okay, you. Done.
All right. She can have two.
I'll have all three of you guys. Come on.
Do we have enough prizes for that?
Yes.
We do. I'll give you a prize.
I'll bring prizes out of my purse.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, she's got tens of 20s. Oh, my God.
Wait, do we want to make a prize passes, two passes to next year's Mysticon?
Yes, we would absolutely love to do that. Did you hear that? Say that out loud for everybody, Carly.
Top prize, two passes to next year's Mysticon.
Oh. It just got real.
All right.
And one of you are going to get shanked by whoever didn't get picked. And I'm sorry for that. That's not me.
Oh, and we may, because I have a phone call in a law, we may, it's like a 45% possibility, have an announcement tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sure there'll be some announcement tomorrow, but there might be that one, so there's that.
So hit us with your true facts.
Okay, so we'll start with an easy one. I'm pretty boring, so. John Delancey once bought me licorice in a Kroger.
Show enough.
Show enough. Show enough.
Hell no.
Show enough.
Sure enough.
Show enough.
Yeah.
And I even got to mock him because he couldn't use the self-checkout properly.
Really?
Is it because he couldn't queue up?
Well,
thank you.
It was fantastic.
Does he get a piece of chocolate.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay, so then my tea, we keep track of points. So we have
points. Yeah, she's got to see.
But you said you cheat. I think my team will keep track of our own points.
The score is currently 1-1-1-1-0.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right. Because that's who I am.
You're the contrarian.
No.
Okay, Carla, next fact.
All right. And now this one I threw in just because some people think I'm really mean, and I don't know why, but I once hit a child so hard with a backpack that he fell down a hill.
Show enough.
Hit him so hard that they fell down a
hill. With a backpack that he fell into a bush and down a hill.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. That just sounds too specific a story. Show enough.
Show enough.
I'm going to play the odds. Show enough.
Hey, that's you, Miss
Sossington.
I said show enough.
I know, but she didn't hear you.
Oh, I didn't see. Show enough. But I was, in my defense, I was like 10. I didn't see how old I was.
When she says that, she means 10 days ago.
Wait. So was show enough?
It was show enough.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. You said no, but you said yes.
I didn't think she actually did it.
She was
10,
so.
Okay. It's okay.
I once did shots with Rick Springfield and Richard Marx.
Huh. Show enough.
Show enough.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell show enough, baby.
You need to bring up.
I really figured out it was going to be Brian Adams.
We had to talk about your heritage and the hollow leg, so.
No, and Carla.
And I was wearing metallic copper leather pants. Very good one.
One of them asked you out, I think.
No, that was Richard Marx's road manager, and I figured out he was hitting on me, so I left. It was scary.
Yeah, you
She's
the main
never forgotten
talent,
that whole experience. In fact,
no,
you
I
say
get confused
she
by that
holds
whole
on
thing.
To the night.
All right.
Oh, boy.
She wasn't a fan of Jesse, didn't want to be his girl.
Where's my chocolate? What happened?
I can't reach him.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's go for something chocolate. a little more personal.
You better catching.
I spent Christmas listening to my daughter do a dramatic reading of the Federalist Papers.
Say that with a little bit more pride, why don't you?
And she believed in them. Oh, my God. Show enough, because you sounded very bitter.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Hell no.
Handmaid, what do you think? We're going to go with hell no.
Oh my God, all day long. Let me read this one, Mom.
It's okay. Your children have tells. I looked for them to get They just started looking at each other like.
Did you see my eyes are dead. This moment took my soul that she said that with? Oh, yeah. You're a trooper.
I thought it was gonna be the Magna Carta. I thought you just changed
the Magna Carta. Why not? Why not?
That's
Rich.
About it. Okay.
You do realize some of them are supposed to be false, right?
I know.
Okay.
Shh. I'm on to something.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
None of these matter. None of these questions.
You should not. You have to reread your email.
That is true.
Yes. Oh.
That is true.
All right, so I once terrified an actress so much that she entered the U.S. illegally from Canada. No, bring me my coffee.
Oh.
Thank you, darling.
These people, please, come on. I've got standards.
We're going to go with for sure.
Show enough.
Sorry, guys.
As we can translate, it's all good.
Well, no, hell no. She actually entered legally. She was going to enter illegally, but we found a way to get her.
I
heard everybody say something.
Oh, okay. I said hello. Okay.
So did I.
I heard it. I said it. You heard it, right?
Me too.
And,
same thing I said.
And if you're like, if you're like Mark and you pay attention, he's probably read that blog post that she put up, so you would have known. She did get here legally, but she was going to come illegally because she was a little scared of me.
Flynn, what did you say?
I said show enough because I figured this was an Evangeline Lilly story.
It was Nikki Klein.
Oh my God.
How did you forget that?
Friend of the show.
All I can remember is Nikki smiling at me and saying, "Oh, you're funny." And I was just like, oh my God, don't look as stupid as I feel right now.
The score is currently Flynn has 4, if I have it correct. I only have 2. Saucy only has 2. Rich has 3, and Claire has 3.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
So, if I could take this moment to point out that I'm the top. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that means nothing.
Clapping from the bottom.
That's last question's changed, coming up, guys. Last question.
Last question?
Yeah. What?
No. I said it's coming up.
Okay.
You'll find out in a moment that none of these questions.
Because I made the number of questions she said to make, and I was like, I didn't do them all.
Okay.
All
right.
As long as you realize we got like 8 minutes.
Fine. Okay, let's do an easy one. I saw Hamilton on Broadway.
True. You seem very proud of that.
Show enough.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
show
no.
enough.
Oh, hell no. Tickets are expensive.
Which is more of a reason for Carla to go.
Show enough.
Yeah, I took my girly. We saw it in December. Yeah.
What'd you say, Flynn?
I said show enough because that sounded like pride.
He's cheating.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but I got those tickets.
Good girl.
Face value, too. All right. My daughter once passed out on the Escape from Gringotts ride at Universal Studios Harry Potter.
Show enough. Look at the embarrassment in the shame.
Show enough.
I told you, your children have enough.
Show enough.
No, hell no. She almost passed out. I kept her going because I am a good mama.
So I guess Claire gets that point since you didn't let her answer. So there you go.
He was giving me the look like answer, and you're like 8 minutes.
He doesn't know. Come on.
Don't look at me anymore, Saucy. Stop it.
Saucy, eyes forward, Saucy.
Yeah, you can see it in their eyes.
We have time for 2 more questions.
All right. So the last two, then.
Are we tied now?
Yes, last two. I'll make these good.
Still doesn't matter.
I once drove a DeLorean while dressed as 7 of 9.
Showed off.
I remember.
You would be a good 7 of 9.
Sad in it,
actually.
She has a fabulous 7 of 9.
It was her birthday yesterday, Jerry Ryan.
She saw my 7 of 9 on Twitter. She thumbs upped it. Yeah, it was cool.
All right, I say... Shona.
See, I'm trying to figure out if this is one of those tricks. No, I was dressed as somebody else. No, I was driving the Batmobile. God damn it.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Right? Because you were Trixie. You were Trixie before.
You mind your own business over there.
The whole show is my business, thank
what
you very
much. What have you said? Did you say
I haven't said anything yet.
Well,
I said Shona. Just
on 3, say at the same time? We're gonna say Shona.
Shona?
Whisper.
I'm gonna say
Have
Shona.
Have you answered?
Yeah.
Has everybody answered?
Yeah, yes. Everybody's answered.
Okay, well, hell no. I was gonna drive it. I got in it, but I did not drive it. No, my sweet little Ghostbuster friend offered to let me take it first spin around the block.
And you didn't do it?
But I had been drinking.
Oh, see, I should have put that together.
I did not want to drive
the DeLorean while
having been
drinking.
The drink came into play.
All right, now's the last question.
All right, no. The last question, it should be worth extra
points. The last question is worth 10 points.
So the rest of them didn't matter at all.
None of them matter.
All right, you ready? This is an important one. I was once molested by Handy Manny.
Handy Manny, the...
The Disney character, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Explain so much.
I think, depending on the answer, we may need to add a hashtag MeToo to the description. It got very serious there.
And today on a very special Geek Radio Day. All
right, I go with, oh, hell no.
Shona?
The fellas are a little uncomfortable answering this. You need to know.
If my life led me to where I was portraying Handy Manny, I probably wouldn't have a lot of options, so show enough, because you got to take what you can get. It's Carla. It's Carla.
Show enough.
Show enough.
All right, so we were at Disney World, and Handy Manny legit grabbed my butt and didn't want me to leave. And that one over there, she will tell you she was traumatized for years because because she was so mad at Handy Manny.
He was my hero. You never meet your heroes.
He loved Handy Manny until he grabbed her mama's butt.
You can fix everything but my broken heart.
Why do you think he's called Handy Manny?
Was it Disney, or did you go into a wrong club somewhere?
It was D-I-Z.
It was Disney. Right outside the World of Tomorrow, Mr.
That is a sad future.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we're still tied, right?
Tied?
Yeah, it's still tied. Mm-hmm.
But it's just us tied.
One tiebreaker, just Claire and Flynn.
Okay.
One tiebreaker.
All right, team.
Do we have time for that, or should we just give
God, we should have thought of one where you had to be the closest to a number or something.
I once received a $100 tip from a rock star drummer after he chased me down in a hallway and called me Cake Babe.
Again, that's too specific. Showed up.
But I put a lot of details in there, so one could be slightly wrong.
Shh, don't change it now that I've given an answer. Don't help the other side. Gosh.
Claire, I gotta say, it's entirely possible.
I'm gonna say sure enough and go for a second tiebreaker if we're wrong.
Sure enough. All right. This one.
The first person to answer gets the answer, and the other person has to take the other answer.
Oh, God.
Speed round.
There's no pressure
God,
here.
God, you've added a whole new level to this.
No pressure here.
This is the first person to ever really hang with Billy Flynn.
I once got cut from the budget after calling the mayor a greedy bastard.
Hell no.
Show enough,
babe.
Oh! We tried.
We tried. So close, guys. Sorry.
So if Billy dies...
Right. Then I step in as Rainey.
If I cannot fulfill the obligations of the winner, show enough. Oh, hell no.
Now, that being said, the winners will receive the grand prize, the two tickets for Mysticon next year. The runners-up will get... first choice from our loot box.
Yeah, we got a bag. So.
Prizes. Yay. And everyone who played along will then get a subsequent choice in the bag after we are done, which is 2 more minutes.
Well, so where is everybody going to be the rest of the weekend? What's going on for everybody?
I'm done.
Okay.
I've got the masquerade, the charity auction, and some other stuff.
The scholarship auction, sir.
The scholarship auction. I always forget that.
See how I got it right,
Thank
Carla?
Thank you, Billy. That hugs.
Aw.
No, I'm gonna get not real.
No, no, yes. I've got witnesses. You said hugs, yes. Just like I have her old tape saying she'll do a show with us, and she has.
I would like another show too.
Yes, I would. Yeah. Fantastic.
Can't get enough of the Flynn.
That's right.
I've got a panel, later, 5 o'clock from Rocky Horror to Riff Tracks: The Art of Talking at the Movies. So it's just something about running my mouth. So I'm an expert. Yes.
I have a Shakespeare and Supernatural panel at 11, no, at 10,
oh
and then
God.
This one time at the con at 11, which is going to be a good
time. Oh, that's a fun one, yeah.
It's gonna
I might
be
drop
a good
in for
time.
That one, yeah.
Where can anybody find you?
I'm going straight to another podcast, I believe. Okay. Sorry, I'm cheating on you, but I got to do it. And then I'll just be around, hanging out, having fun.
When's the next time people can get autographs?
Autographs at 4:30 this afternoon in the dealer room.
Fantastically. So thank you everybody for being here at MysticCon 2018. License, can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you visit youtube.com/geekradiodaily. The Learn Institute is there. The other stuff is coming. There's always cartoons, so it's fantastic. So be there. And drop us a note, won't you please? And I'm very sorry I forgot to read Carla's email that she sent at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because it's oh my God. So Monday, tune up for Monday's show because
that's right. And I'm just gonna put it up during our hiatus who the winner is.
Oh my God, we forgot to announce our winner.
That's right, I'll do it during the hiatus. We're taking a week off. There'll be some stuff out there for you to still enjoy us.
So drop a note, podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Tell us what jerks we were being, that's what we do.
Or leave a voicemail.
At
Okay everyone, let's say it all together. I'm gonna say it once. 510-GRD crew. Let's see how loud we can get it. 1, 2, 3.
510-GRD crew.
Love you, Mr. Cod.